thank you, Jason Scott. First off, let me go ahead and mention the schedule for CompCon 09. I'll be presenting my talk on 711 numbers next, followed by Don Fowler's speech on Project MF, then Royal doing his number on dialing for docs. Bit Robert will be presenting on UISN numbers. Thoughtfinger will be presenting a mix and mash of some cool finds like his Living Good 2.0. And hopefully, if Talking can make it, we'll be calling, he'll be doing DSP and X25 networks. So, first off, my 711 numbers talk was presented by me and Storm, and Storm unfortunately couldn't make it at this time. So, although we're not really sure when the first 711 number showed up, it's kind of been a freaking anomaly over the years. They were spotted in the letters section of the 1997 spring issue of the 2600 magazine and have appeared on many popular freaking forums since then, like Ben Rev in 2005. After Storm found a couple of these 711 numbers during some exchange scanning, we figured out that this would be like a perfect topic to cover for CompCon 09. For those of you that don't know what the 711 numbers are, it's not the technical name for these numbers, it's just what they've come to be known by in the scene. These numbers are just usually toll-free numbers that you call and will sometimes read off 1,000, followed by 100, followed by two digits, then 711, and then seven digits. The 100 and the two-digit number all seem to be random, and the seven-digit number is always the same for that individual 711 number. The reason that these numbers are called 711 numbers is because the only common thing between all of them is that it reads off 711. Let's go ahead and call a couple. Rigel 5, can you get those three-way in? Rigel 5?
Oh, dear.
Hold on. Looks like we're having some three-way issues. Right.
How's the weather?
We'll give it a sec. Hold on.
Here, let me try something. Tell me how the volume is on this.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Here, just give me a number and I'll call it for you if you'd like.
Yeah, one sec. Try 800-504.
504?
1337.
Alrighty, one moment. Okay, so you probably can hear those, but those are touch tones, so those little things are getting notched out. Sorry about
that. Yeah, Rise of 5, can you go ahead and three-way in the 649-9097 one? Yeah, he's going to three-way that in. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
Yeah, quote technical.
Thoughtfinger, you just go ahead and do that.
All right. So, what's the number again?
64800.
Mm-hmm.
649.
Mm-hmm.
9097.
Alrighty.
And by the way, we'll have all these numbers in a text file on the site, so that if any of you guys want to call some of them yourselves, you can do that in the future. Yeah, the DTMF is getting muted by Asterisk, I think.
Yeah, it's the only thing that's a three-way, sorry.
Yeah, since you couldn't hear that really well, it's followed by what seems like seven or eight random DTMF tones. unfortunately, we couldn't decode the DTMS, so we're not really sure what it's dialing, but we're sure it's probably something interesting. okay, so the first thing I did after finding some of these was we called up a RESPORG, which stands for Responsible Organization. If you'd like to call that, the number is 800-337-4194. And Responsible Organization is basically the company that is handling a toll-free number. They control it. They help direct it. They basically run that through the 800 number. And so every single one of the 711 numbers we found was all, the RESPORG was all AT&T, every single one. We called up a tech number that ThoughtFigure dropped on us for AT&T, which is 800-325-5555. And so we did a little social engineering and figured out that West Interactive owns these numbers, which Gray Area pointed out on the thread and BinRev, actually, a couple years ago. So the next logical step was to call up West Interactive and figure out what they could do. So we called them up and got thrown around a bit on their shitty PBX until we finally reached the supervisor. And they decided to finally, I gave them the 711 number, and they looked it up in their database and realized that they did, in fact, own the number, but they had no idea what it was for. So they asked if they could have a tech guy call me back, and I said, that was fine. So in about 20-30 minutes, I had a tech guy call me back and explain to me that 711 numbers are actually used to help test IVRs, which stands for Interactive Voice Response Systems. These are the systems that when you call them up, they either ask for a certain tone, like, press 1 to go to this menu, or press 7 to go to this, or sometimes there'll be voice response systems, where you just say a number and then it'll do that. So basically, the numbers that are getting read off are helping to test the IVR to make sure it's reading both voice detection and DTMF tones properly. And that's about it. We've got a complete list of all the 711 numbers. Everyone that we could find has been there. And we have the RESPORG and the numbers to call. We have, and we also have results from calling it 3 times and posting results. So do we have any questions or anything about the 711 numbers?
Frequency 7, it's kind of like a theory that I've had going on for a little while. See, like the first digits, they're almost always 900 or 1,000 or something. Like one time I got 2,000, but I think what those are is it's like a trunk ID or something. Because like right after 711, I think the digits after that, they're always the same for whatever number you're calling. So it might be like a unique identifier for the IVR or whatever the hell it is. Because they probably got like a huge cluster of them, like in a server room somewhere.
Well, the two-digit numbers, they do change with basically every call. We've got results from calling them multiple times, and the 800-504-1337 number that I gave out, for example, let me find it real quick. Oh, yeah, okay, so we called it one time, and we had 43 as the two-digit number, and then the next time we called was 32, and then the next time was 10. So the only thing that stays consistent with each one is the 7 digits that get read off at the very end, and 711. The 7 digits for the 504-1337 one, for example, are 411-3524. Also we've managed to find what I think is the first 811 number. ThoughtFigure, I'll IM you that. Can you throw that in real quick, ThoughtFigure?
Sure.
It's 800-789-6324.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alrighty.
And this is the first ever 811. As you can see, it's a little different. But, yeah, that's about it. Do we have any more questions or comments or whatever on the 711 numbers? Nope. All right. Then next up we should have Don Fraula and presenting on Project MF.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.